Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Metal Shop here on The Rock. We're in studio right now with a band called Swamp Heavy. They're playing tomorrow night at the Victory Lounge. We'll be talking all about that and playing some other jams. But before we do that, welcome to Metal Shop. Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us what you do for Swamp Heavy.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
I am Cody. I play guitar.
I'm Blake. I play bass.
I'm Elvis. I do guitar and vocals.
And I'm Benny. I do drums and vocals.
Right on.
Thanks for coming in. Benny and I had just kind of a chance encounter. Where were we when we ran into each other that time?
We were at Elk Horror Zone.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Was it Paul Bearer?
Yes.
I think so.
Paul Bearer and Obituary. Skeleton Witch. Yeah, yeah. So, and I ran into Benny and I was like, yo, dog, we got to get you up in here. He goes, oh, we got shows. But thanks for coming
in,
guys.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks for coming in. So you got the show going on tomorrow down at the Victory Lounge by REI, kind of by Elk Horror Zone down there in that part of town. So tell us about how long you guys have been a band, where you're from. How did you get together? How did you start making this orgy of musical gravy?
If this was a comic book, we need the origin story of Swamp Heavy.
Help us out. Okay. See if anybody can even remember that far back. Well, I mean, first of all, how long have you been a band?
Since 2010.
Okay, nice. Cool. So you're coming up on a decade now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know, it's not easy.
It hurts.
Yeah, right.
Because we don't have much to say for that.
Well, and everybody's starting to turn gray, and we all are. Kevin's not, because he can't tell yet.
That's because I have no hair.
Yeah. There
you go. Benny and I have been jamming for a long time, since 2003, when I first came over to Seattle. And then we started a project called Swamp Heavy in 2010, and it was supposed to be a two-piece. I was pretty adamant that we would stay with that and not have to push to a bigger set band.
But
then we met this guy, Blake, and
you couldn't give him up.
Oh man, I'm gonna try to keep this PG, but
your PG-13's okay.
Dude,
too,
if you hear Blake's bass, you need to come out to the show to hear it.
Yeah.
We needed it because it gave us that crushing belly.
Ooh.
And so we did that. We did that for quite a few years. When did we have you, Elvis, join?
We've been around for about 3 years now? Two and a half, three years? Something like that.
We met Elvis and thoroughly impressed by his licks. Further back?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're going way deeper.
Oh, that's right. So I met Elvis at my old work, and he came in, and we talked a whole bunch, and we had a whole bunch in common. And I was like, this guy's really cool. And so naturally, I avoided him for a good long while. And then eventually we were talking about adding an extra guitarist.
Right.
Because we wanted someone to actually do solos and stuff.
Yeah, some lead stuff.
Yeah, just going to thicken
things
up a little
bit. We needed to get pushed over the edge.
Ooh. Yeah, and so I was like, I know just the guy. And we had Elvis come out to one of our shows. We played, and we're like, hey, man, you wanna join this mess?
You're trying to play some jams?
And you want to ruin your life?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And so here you are now. What we should do right now is I want to play a song from you guys and kind of give people the idea, the vibe of where you're coming from. What are some a few of you guys' musical influences before we jump into this? I mean, it might be self-evident, but I'm just curious. Name a couple of bands that people might be aware of.
Melvins.
Okay.
Ministry.
Wow.
Nice.
UFO Mammoth.
That's it.
Right on. That's some heavy stuff, man.
I would definitely say Yob for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Their new record is killer.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
No. That rules.
I'm a big Swans fan, too.
You guys ever heard of the German band Omega Massive?
Yeah, that band's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that and Pelican were huge drivers for me.
Good choice. Cool. Well, we got Swamp Heavy live in studio. Okay.
We have a weird story about this one, right?
We got to hear this. What's the song is called? Surfing on Mermaid's Blood? What's the story here?
You want to hear about that?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, tell us about Surfing on Mermaid's Blood.
Yeah, in so many words.
Okay. So my wife, her employee, her daughter made a drawing in school, and her teacher or her mom asked about the drawing, and it was her in a big red wave, and asked well, what is this? This is so bizarre. And she's like, oh yeah, it's me surfing in mermaid's blood. And I heard that story, I could not get it out of my head, and fortunately,
the light bulb went off.
These guys let me name most of the songs.
Well, he made a mistake. He sent us a message, and he's like, you guys, the song we're working on right now is called Surfing on Mermaid's Blood. And that was it. We're like, oh, okay.
Cool. Perfect. Good. That's very thematic.
So yeah, you have to use something like that. You can't pass it.
Yeah, you can't let that go. At all. All right, so we got Swamp Heavy in here. It's Metal Shop, Surfing on Mermaid's Blood. We're going to come back and talk to these guys again. We'll be right back.
That was Surfing on Mermaid's Blood here by Swamp Heavy, awesome, heavy Northwest band, keeping it very, very low and slow and
that is the
just tempo. That low end, man. It's good stuff. Swamp Heavy in studio. Thanks for bringing your heaviness up to the station.
Yeah. And what did you say earlier? The belly crushing? What was that?
Well, it's actually better explained. Try to imagine picking up a swamp.
Ooh, it's heavy.
That's heavy, man.
That's heavy.
That's real heavy.
That is.
I can picture it now.
Lots of brown notes.
Playing tomorrow at the Victory Lounge with Canyon of the Skull and Giant of the Mountain, as well as Bad Magnet.
That sounds pretty epic.
That's at the Victory Lounge, kind of over by REI, over on East Lake. Yeah, that's going to be a good show. Yeah. So
there's also something else going on. You guys mentioned, because you just played with Florida Man, mm-hmm. and then we also were talking about you when we had Kyberox up here, you know, a couple months back for the DK Art, you know, the art show. Too. So what's going on with you guys? You got a show at the Black Lounge, like right, the Black Lodge, right next door to the Victory Lounge.
Yeah,
so
literally the door next door, yeah.
So how are you have found a way to make this kind of sync up so that you've got both like crews, both bookers and everything kind of doing like a switch off.
Yeah, we're trying to do a switch thing so you can kind of like
watch
you
both
can
sets.
Get your, yeah, you can watch both sets. You can get your drink, you know.
Shout out to Alex for that, though.
Yeah, Alex is
what gets credit. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so you can get your drink, you know, at the Victory.
Get your drink on.
You know. Come over and then watch the show with the Black
Lodge. That's cool, man.
Back and forth.
We need more. That's what we did, our all local episode a couple months back, and it's like that's what we're all about, man. You got to be able to have some unity in the world like that. So that's cool to see. Do you remember any like Florida Man? Alex's band is going to be playing the Black Lodge. Do you remember off the top of your head any of the other bands that are playing?
Yeah, there's also going to be Pariah, Wound Vac, and Phalanx.
Oh, you know Pariah is Matt Chandler's new band with Joey Rogerson.
Well, there we go.
That grind band and Matt singing for the first time.
Sweet.
So there's no damn excuse.
Yeah, so that'll be cool.
So what can we expect from a Swamp Heavy set? Just throw it out there, man. I want to hear it.
We're all about no gaps, no talking, just cool. Putting it out there and being as loud as possible.
I might have a joke at the beginning.
Our last show at
they say no, man, no.
It's not the first time and the last time, but Georgetown Liquor Company said we were the loudest to ever play there, and it will never.
And
stop.
We weren't even playing full stacks. Yeah,
yeah, only half stacks.
We were playing like half of our gear.
So you guys are like rivaling Pound.
Also the nicest smelling people that have ever played at GLC.
Thank you. Damn, thank you so much.
It's the vape.
Yeah, it's the vape.
Cool. So gentlemen, before we get into this last song, tomorrow night at the Victory Lounge and at the Black Lodge, Swamp Heavy, Canyon of the Skull, Giant of the Mountain, and Bad Magnet, you got any thank you shout outs that you want to issue out before we jump back into this next song here?
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Tony, thanks for pushing me out. Tony, yeah, and Vinnie Paul passed away yesterday, too.
R.I.P. Yeah.
I'm just going to say that. I'm not even in your band, and I'm going to thank you for that. But yeah, thanks again, fellas. Best of luck. And then the next time you guys got something cool going on, come back up. Great when you got a new album or another show coming up. Come say hello.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. See them tomorrow at the Victory Lounge.
So this one is called Dried Up Old Creatures. Any stories behind this one, or does it kind of speak for itself?
About your grandma? Yeah,
I would say it speaks for itself.
yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yep. I think it's, perfect. It's pretty standard.
Well, let's just rock it. Gentlemen, thanks again for coming in, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Swamp Heavy, Dried Up Old Creatures. It's Metal Shop here on The Rock.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.